This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:41 and it's Thursday. Thank you, Morgan. Thanks for bringing us the good news. And now with more good news, here's Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app, and it's free, and you get it, and there it is on your phone, and then you listen to this station all day.
Hello.
Easily. Clean and easy. It's
Keep
an
it
excellent way to enjoy radio wherever you go. So Radio.com, thank you. All right. First, I wanted to mention, and I kind of meant to mention it when we first started, but have you noticed how dark it's staying later? Or you didn't notice?
Yeah,
this morning when I got up, it was pitch black, and I thought, my God, this is the first time I've noticed. We're already headed back from the extreme daylight. Anyway,
yeah,
so.
Well, we're a full month off the longest day of the year. It's, you know, you really only get, there's just those couple weeks where it's,
it's like
being a halfway normal person. You know, you're not waking up, because it feels like the middle of the night when we wake up, because it is the middle of the night most of the time.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got the usual overcast happening in different parts of the Bay Area, but it should be another beautiful summer day. So rip it up out there, everybody.
Woo!
All right, where to begin? So I'll start with this story about the Atherton financier whose wife and older daughter were said to have gloated over their test cheating in the college admission scandal. They got sentenced. So this family in Atherton... They were known to have been bragging that they worked the system. So they got, it looks like the dude got sentenced to 6 months yesterday in prison for his role in buying his daughter's way into elite schools through the corrupt admissions consultant who took a deal. By the
Rick
way,
Singer, is that his?
Yeah,
guy. He sold everybody out. Well, I don't want
to. So this guy is some financial wizard. I guess what do they call venture capitalist guy, money dude, right? So he
lives
got
in
a
Atherton,
bank.
You know. So we get it. He's amazing.
Manuel.
His kid isn't though. They had to cheat to get her in.
Henriquez. sentence was a month more than the 5 months prosecutors had suggested. He was also ordered to conduct 200 hours of community service and pay a fine of $200,000. He has stepped away from his capital venture firm in Palo Alto, they say, and he wrote a letter begging for mercy. I realize and acknowledge that what I've done was wrong, illegal, unfair, and hurtful, especially to the many honest college applicant students and parents. I'm ashamed of my actions, of putting myself and my family over. Okay, go to jail. That's where he went. He's on his way to jail.
Well, he can put that in the list of his life experiences. You know, he'll have a long list being a super rich guy. And, you know, little jail time, he'll survive it probably. I mean, I'm assuming he's going to like a white collar place where he's not going to be in a whole lot of danger. They're not throwing him in Oz. Or anything, or
no,
Rikers Island.
You're right.
And so he'll chalk it up, and I'm more of a mind that community service is the way to go with people. You know, that is actually
agreed.
Can be really hard work, and just sort of give you a whole nother a whole new perspective on life, where in jail it seems like you're just trying to mark the days. You get fed, you get watered. They're not making you do anything hard.
I'd argue that's soul crushing as well. But either way, I'd agree. Yeah, do something good for the community and do something real, not teach an acting class when you're an actor. That's not, no.
It's BS.
Sorry, Lindsay Lohan. Right. That's not good enough. Mm. The longest sentence for any parent who's pleaded guilty in the wide-ranging case so far was 9 months for Douglas Hodge. They say that he's another big money guy. They'd sought 24 months for him, and it looks like he got less than that, but he's trying to get out. He's saying that he is afraid of getting the coronavirus here in jail, and also complained he'd endured nearly a month in solitary confinement, which the United Nations regards as torture. But either way, these guys are finally getting that. Now, here's the trip. So they're getting their, you know, justice is being served, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there were plea bargains in the Lori Loughlin case?
Yeah, we reported that.
Oh, okay.
It was like 2 months ago, though, Vinny. They did finally decide to cop pleas. I can't remember what the end up was.
They haven't ended up yet. They'll be sentenced on August 21st. So less than a month from now, we'll find out what happens to Loughlin in the case.
Because they were really trying to, like,
wiggle
destroy
out of it
them.
Oh, right. Well,
they were going to fight it, and then that made the prosecutors go, well, we're going to make an example of them. And
Right.
I mean, it was going to be huge money and long jail stays, and in the end, they buckled and said, well, cop a plea, man.
Right. This next story is a trip. Tell me if you have the stones for this one.
Okay.
A North Carolina man, I guess he'd read an article that the current lottery promotion, mega cash scratch off game, where you win $5 million. I guess they'd actually said how many of these scratch offs were out there in circulation, and so there was a point where they said the lottery must have said it, that there's only one ticket remaining, one $5 million mega cash scratch-off game out there, game ticket out there. The tickets are $20 a pop, and there's one more big one. Good luck, everyone. Well, this guy said he visited 40 different stores and bought all of the tickets that he could at each store, just cleared them out
at
$20 a pop. I don't know what the amount, he doesn't say what he spent. No, he doesn't say. Now, that might be out there in a different story, but I don't have what he spent. But he says, I went to 40 different stores and bought every single last mega cash ticket I could find. He said he had a hunch that the tickets were in. Now, this guy's from North Carolina, and this is a North Carolina, I believe, centered game. So
okay,
he knew
so
it was
wasn't
in the
like,
state.
Okay.
It wasn't right. The nation, right. But he did have a hunch it was in Western North Carolina, and that's where he went. And he went to stores, that 40 different stores, bought all the tickets, and bingo.
Oh, he won.
He hit.
Winning. Duh.
Duh. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. So that's the thing, though. Like, did he spend $4 million to do it, and now he's got to pay taxes and... You know, that's...
It says that he's getting... Clark took the option to accept his prize as a $3 million lump sum, which amounted to just over $2 million after taxes. I'm a simple man, and I mow grass, Clark said, but I've always been interested in real estate. So my biggest plans with the majority of the money is to invest in real estate and some small businesses.
Hmm.
Way to go, dude. I don't have that in me.
That does take some cojones. There's no question, because there was no guarantee he was getting that money.
I scanned the ticket with my phone, and it told me to go see a retailer. So I scratched it off, and when I scratched it off, I couldn't believe it. I started shaking, and then I cried. $5 million scratch-off dollars.
Oh, so you're saying that you can, because there's a serial number and like a whole barcode, and that's how they know if it's the winning ticket and hasn't been doctored. So he would like buy the tickets, go out to his car, scratch off those things and scan them. And there was some, there must be some app for that.
I don't know. I'm not really a lottery guy. We've played, you know, we do the quick picks.
Yeah.
But these scratch offs, I never do scratch offs ever.
I get scratches once in a while. They're fun.
Well, this guy hit, man. I'm happy for him. That's
big.
Huge.
I know. It's incredible.
All right, I mentioned something called woke phishing as into commercial. So what this is that guys will do anything to bone a cute lady is what it is, basically.
Oh,
guys
I should have known. It came down to porn and
So woke phishing is this. They say it's the newest dating term. It's so woke in general. Maybe you've heard it more recently than you would have as Black Lives Matter is some related in a way. Woke, and I'm reading the definition, is alert to injustice in society, especially racism. We know it as part of a song. What was it? Childish Gambino, Stay Woke is one of the the hooks. Yeah. So anyway, woke phishing is where someone pretends to care about social and progressive issues to get in your pants.
Oh, boys.
So
I bet there
whatever
aren't a lot of girls
it takes, I guess.
That.
What's that?
I said, I bet there aren't a lot of girls doing that.
No, that's not a girl thing. Are you kidding? At least half of single people say they definitely wouldn't date someone with different politics than theirs right now.
Yeah, so that would be a tough gap to bridge, you know? Like, it feels like we're more divided than we've ever been. But maybe they've been saying that since the dawn of time. Maybe there's always been huge
divides. I think there's, you know, I think that healthy argument is a good thing. We've gone from that to something else, though. So while you say way back, sure, right. I think that there used to be debate, and there's always been arguments, and people, there's always someone who can't manage their emotions when it comes to an argument. And yet, right now, it seems like with social media, you just find yourself wanted to like Sarah's picture. I don't want to see all this other stuff right now. I was just trying to look and see, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like
media is like the fuel that's been thrown on the fire of debate and turned it into just, it's an inferno that cannot be crossed. So yeah, dating someone who has differing political views from you. That's what I think woke phishing is absolutely that would get someone. Oh, he thinks just like I do.
Right. So be prepared that that person that thinks everything you think may have read your
they may have a clue as to
your page a couple times before they made a move. So we're in the middle of summer and not everyone has a pool. I don't. And my kid keeps asking for one and I keep explaining to her that's just not something that you get a child for. Yeah. No reason or ever. You can't have a pool. We don't have enough yard for that. Stop it.
Right.
Anyway.
I'd like to have a pool. Wouldn't you like to have a pool?
I love swimming. I would swim before our show. Well, especially in this circumstance right now. I would swim before our swim laps before our show every day. I love it. But pools also, we live in a drought state, so I wouldn't do it for that reason alone. But also, they cost like between $60,000 and $70,000.
Oh, sure. A nice pool. You get a big old bill for that. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have a pool. Yeah, me too.
And then I stop thinking about it. There's a lot of things I'd love to have, though. I mean, I have the money. I could change my priorities, and I could have a sports car.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm just saying I could, but I don't. I don't have one.
It doesn't add value
to
your resale on your house, though. You know, it's
it's just not for me right now. Anyway, back to the cheap version of a swimming pool, which is a slip and slide. They're selling out. They're completely sold out, I should say.
Yeah, slip and slides are fun.
Are sold out nationwide. That's
the way
people are beating the heat.
People get hurt on those a lot. Especially older people think they're going to go for it. And it's like, oh, dad, don't.
Right.
You know.
According to WAMO, slip and slides have totally sold out this summer with obviously most public pools and water parks closed or running limited hours or by appointment only. I believe the Bay Club's doing the appointments. And I heard it's going well, but I haven't been yet. Anyway, they say that at one point, slip and slide sales doubled every day for 10 days.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of doubling.
They also say they've sold Frisbee sales are up 500% and boogie board sales are up 300%. So people are looking for stuff to do.
Slip and slide off the roof. Oh, boy.
How in that? Oh, he missed the pool completely.
He overshot the pool. Oh, he looks sad. Oh, he's so sad.
Oh, that's great.
Fail arm. Oh, boy.
It's a whole slip and slide fail.
So many great ones.
Oh,
into the bricks?
He set it up with bricks at the end. And the dog can't make it to the top. Oh.
I should put that on the Sarah V Facebook.
Yeah,
page.
Put this up.
It's just
face plant is what we call that.
We can't keep watching this because it's just going to be a lot of us going, oh no.
Right.
But that's fun. That is good. That'll scare you off a slip and slide, a couple of those. Nicole, you guys got a slip and slide at your house?
No, we used to, though, because we played softball, so that would be like practice into sliding.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
There you go.
So.
Sure.
Oh.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Our text
Good
number
times.
Is 800-400-3697. I got less than a minute, but I'll do a couple here real quick. Husband's a huge Trump supporter, and I'm not. We just don't talk about that. And if we did, we wouldn't be married. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, that's the only way. You'd have to just say we... Yeah, that's what you do with your family, right, Sarah?
I would divorce my mom and dad if I talked about the stuff that they want to talk. And they send me stuff all the time, and I'm like, leave me off this thread. Please stop texting me about this. Those are my only responses to it. Like, I simply refuse to engage. So we have very different opinions on things, and yet I continue to call them mom and dad because deep down I love them so much.
Right.
I just don't understand them. That's all right, though.
California Lottery also has an app that allows you to scan your lotto ticket and immediately know if it's a winner. Okay.
Oh. So you don't even have to. That's nice, I guess. I'll tell John. He's always going to check the numbers.
I would still have that thing like, oh, I still got to scratch it. I got to see. I got to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wrong? For the scratchers, that's the fun of it. I mean, I get scratchers, you know, when we're having like a party or something. Hey, everybody gets a scratcher. Yeah. Wink, wink. You got to share with me. Because I bought that thing. Just kidding. Leave with your $500.
415 is saying they just don't hear the weekend enough on our show.
Oh,
we
my God.
That.
I agree. Yeah. You know what? Can we play the weekend more, please, Nicole? Get that in there.
You got
Maybe,
it.
You know what? I'm sure Jane's listening. Jane, did you hear that? People just can't get enough of the weekend. Ooh, I'm blinded by the light.
Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh good.
Great.
All right.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Emmys, and we'll go from there right after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.